A group of kids walked between tables of exhibitors in the Bristol Bay Borough School gym. They were walking alongside a bin that held a large king salmon caught in Igigig.
Wow, wonderful. I don't know how ironic it is that the first fish came from Igigig. Y'all know that we get the fish first in Igigig, so crazy.
It was the first fish ceremony, and the kids presented the king to Mary Lou Aspeland and Alan Aspeland Sr., marking the beginning of the 2019 Bristol Bay Fish Expo.
Alan, Mary Lou, I'm pretty sure have been in this fishery for a long time and raised kids in this community, and we just want to honor them and our great resource and our kids right now.
We've had exhibitors from all across Alaska, all across the lower 48, and even from out of the country.
That's Sharon Thompson, one of the event's organizers and the president of Little Angels Child Care Academy. The Bristol Bay Fish Expo started out as a fundraiser for the center, which cares for kids ages 19 months to 8 years. This June, they raised approximately $35,000, and Thompson says this revenue keeps Little Angels afloat.
Fish Expo is the only reason Little Angels is still open, because it provided the funds to pay payroll. And we have amazing caregivers that we want to pay well, you know, to do that job at such a critical role.
Those funds are especially important because Little Angels just became state licensed in May. That means they can serve more kids, but they also need more staff. The Fish Expo has grown in the past 3 years, and it presents an opportunity not only for people around the country to come to Bristol Bay, but also for local organizations to take their projects and traditions to a wider audience. In a corner of the exhibition room were benches scrawled with graffiti.
These benches are here as a part of the NN Cannery History Project Mug Up event that we're doing to promote the upcoming exhibit that we're doing at the Alaska State Museum in Juneau.
That's Larice Egli, one of the Cannery Project's organizers. They planned mug-ups throughout the expo where guests could get coffee and donuts in the tradition of the short coffee breaks cannery workers used to take. Egli says the expo gives people a chance to learn more about the local history initiatives NN Cannery is working on. That includes a commemoration of wooden corks. It's a heritage project that will be included in the Juneau exhibit.
They are engraved with names, dates, memories, jobs of people that have contributed to the seafood industry here in Bristol Bay.
According to Thompson, the organizer, 2019 was the most successful year yet. She also says the feedback from participants has been great.
They're here on the ground in Bristol Bay, where the attendees are actually the fishermen and the industry people who are at work. So they're really reaching the people that they want to reach, and at the same time serving the community at a fundraiser that's just like all-encompassing, you know, the industry and a trade show, but it's also supporting a nonprofit. So it's a win-win.
Now the regional organizations and the Bristol Bay Borough are turning their focus to the summer's next big event. Festival begins July 18th. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.